Here's your Sunday morning devotional with Dr. Dan Haefeli, pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church at 3400 DeWitt Avenue in Mattoon.
1 John 5, the Bible says this, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." That is, to me, one of the most interesting verses in the Bible. Because, first of all, he's saying, I want to write to you people that are believers. That's what we call someone who believes in Jesus Christ and follows the teachings of Jesus Christ. We call them a believer. So he says here, "These things have I written unto you that believe." You believers, I'm writing this to you so that you know that you have eternal life. That's pretty impressive that you have eternal life, to know. So you're a believer and you have eternal life. Some people will tell you that when you become a Christian, you get saved, that you can lose your salvation. Well, John is saying here, no, he said, if you're a believer, he said, you need to understand that you have eternal life. It's not something, God's not an Indian giver. Is that even a proper term these days? He doesn't give something and then take it back to you, take it back from you. He doesn't give you a gift and then say, oh, whoops, that gift's not for you. Now, when he gives you the gift of eternal life, it's forever. I mean, you got it, you're going to get to keep it. But here's what he says at the end of the verse. He says, to these believers that believe on the name of Jesus Christ, he says, I want you to know that you have eternal life. But then he says, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Is it possible for a believer to not believe? That's interesting, isn't it? So, do you know what? Maybe you're listening to me this morning. You're a Christian. You've been a Christian a long time. You've gone to church and so on, but kind of got stuck in the way, you know, just everyday humdrum life and kind of don't think about God a whole lot. And you're wondering about some things. Well, listen, here's what you need to do. You need to get your nose back in the Bible and read these things that John wrote and read these things his other apostles wrote, because that is going to remind you of who you are and who God is, and it's going to build that faith back. I got to get out of here. God bless you. Have a great day.